Hey guys, and welcome to Free Flow. If you didn't catch the intro, my name's Sabrina, and this is my podcast. So, like I said in the intro, I want to be blunt about being a Christian in 2018 and how to still walk with God, even though it's crazy out there. So today, to kind of just get it out there and out the way, I want to talk about sex and how to deal with it, being a Christian. We all know sex is, you know, for when you get married, you're supposed to save yourself. And it's basically a gift to man and woman to, you know, get together and create something beautiful. But the world that we live in today is making it okay for you to, you know, go out and do whatever, whoever, as long as you're protecting yourself. Whether it be you're doing it to yourself, which is, you know, masturbation is a sin, or with another person. So, with it even being taught at a young age, I think the church is failing to realize that they need to kind of nip this in the bud before it escalates. And that's where we as a church are failing, I feel. And why young people are just kind of, I'll figure it out on my own type of mentality right now. So, my two cents on what's helping me and what, as I get older, what I realize is, first and foremost, sex is a thought. No matter how you want to slice it, it's always just a thought first. Just like any other sin that creeps up. And a thought is as small as a mustard seed. So what you do with that, since it's not a thought you want to dwell on it, don't dwell on it. Literally, it seems so silly, but it's that simple. You have to keep busy. Idle mind is a devil's workshop. I don't know how much I can stress that cliche, but it's so true. It's really true. Me, what's helped me, it's I go work out. You know, I'm in school for about 8 hours a day. About six, really. You know, I go to work for another eight. If I don't have church, then, you know, I'll go work out, or I go and hang out with my cousin's dog, or my cousins for that matter. I find something to do. I write, I do poetry, I draw, I started this podcast. There's always something to do to keep your mind occupied. You know, older people always say, you know, pray about it and, you know, God will deliver you from that. But let's get realistic here. It's a natural urge. As horrible as that sounds, it's natural. It's a chemical thing within our body that says, hey, I want some endorphins running crazy through my body and in my brain. And so your brain interprets that once you get bored, and it's like, hey, we can do this. Thus, the thought. So, young people just have to stay active and know for sure what they want to do. And that's a whole different podcast, I feel. But you have to be sure First off, that you really want to stay close and committed to God. Second off is if that's what you really want to do, and I'm praying that you do, praying for everybody that's listening to this, I should say, that you do want to stay with Jesus. Keep yourself busy until you run into that person that you're meant to be with. There's always something to work on, whether it's physically, whether it's mentally, that you can work on. Do it. There's always work around the house. There's always something to wash. There's always something to clean. You know, if you can't think of nothing to do, text a family member. Ask them, do they need some help? Spend some quality time with somebody outside the house. Do something. But no, yeah. I'll stop talking you guys' ear off. I would love to hear you guys' 2 cents on it. So message me and tell me what you guys think. I hope to hear from everybody soon. And you guys have a blessed night. Bye now.